United 93, Cleveland. United 93, Cleveland. United 93, if you're at Cleveland Center, I got this.
It feels like yesterday that I received that call from my son, Mom. I just want to tell you I love you. I'm on a flight from Newark to San Francisco, and there are three guys on board who've taken over the plane.
Alice Hoagland last talked to her son, Mark Bingham, 10 years ago. In that moment, when the country realized another plane, another 40 people were lost.
We just lost the target on that aircraft.
My wife was a flight attendant on that flight.
Eric Bay's wife, Lorraine, might have been one of the crew boiling water to throw on the hijackers.
She was my best friend. She was a good friend to everybody. She was my social director.
United 93, do you still hear Cleveland? United 93, United 93, do you hear Cleveland?
Ken Nacky's big brother Joey had just turned 42 on September 9th.
You know, life does go on, and the way to honor the 40 heroes of Flight 93 is continuing to live your life like it's September 10th or September 9th, 2001.
Brian Chico Chiopo's connection to Flight 93 came later.
When I was in college, I was 20. You know, I thought I knew everything. You know, I was one of those kids. I wore a trench coat, and you know, I thought the government was out to get everybody. And then, you know, I grew up a lot that day.
He became a civil engineer, and his job for the last year and a half has been sculpting the earth into a memorial at the Flight 93 crash site.
I mean, it's not somewhere to go to be sad. You know, it's somewhere to go and see what happens when you fight back, when you don't just sit there and take it, you know.
Step up to the plate and do something. Don't be afraid. Don't hang back. Trust your instincts.
Now Hoagland's work is with the people behind 911day.org.
Turning around the hatred and the anger and the violence and making it instead what happened on the late morning and afternoon of September 11th, 2001, which was an outpouring of love and grief and empathy. 911day.org. We can tell the world what we're going to do on 9/11. We can tell them we're going to give a pint of blood, we're going to help people who are sick, go to a homeless shelter.
In honor of Mark Bingham, coach of football or rugby team.
He took out the Stanford tree one time in a fit of passion during the big game.
In honor of Lorraine Bay, make someone dinner.
Whenever she was flying, she had always prepared warm meals for me. Everything was in the refrigerator with post-it notes.
Eric Bay is tracing his wife's flight path on his motorcycle, joining Nacky on his cross-country mission to raise money and awareness for the Flight 93 memorial.
I'm going to call it Ride with the 40, 2011.
One day at the crash site, Nacky talked Chico Chiopo into riding with them.
I didn't want to originally, but the more I thought about it, you know, it's been 10 years and, you know, we can't forget about it.
It's so grateful to the American public for continuing to remember.
This week, Hoagland is lobbying Congress to get better medical care for 9/11 first responders. Then on Sunday, when the Flight 93 memorial will be dedicated, it's
on to Shanksville and look in the eyes of the people who, like me, lost loved ones at that site.
The memorial has the most empowering thing it does. It makes the visitor, through their eyes, think, could I have done what they did? Would I have done what they did?
Whether it was sitting quietly in their seats and praying or charging down the aisle and fighting, everybody played a role. And it's that way in the broader scheme of things. Everybody in America plays a role. Let's just make sure that our verse, our role, is to the good and helps our fellow human beings.
With a Spotlight 810 report, I'm Jenna Lane, KGO Radio News.